Oh, we'll be back. It sure is. Happy Monday.
No.
Nah, it wasn't my greatest, was it? I'll admit that. I try. It doesn't work by saying I'll be back, so I had to say we'll be back, and then it just ruins the line.
And also we're starting, so it's like, are you leaving already? Like, you just came.
It's getting really grim to find these every day. It's getting harder and harder. But hey, I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Trying to find a catchphrase to start the show. Is this his last week, Nick? It is.
It is.
Weirdly, we finished next Monday.
I reckon we can wrap it up on Friday. It's been fun.
I reckon we can wrap it up on Friday.
So I'm trying to find a catchphrase to start the show if you're just new to it. We've had a few good ones, but every day I come with a different one, and today was weak. So
it was weak.
Let's not start the week off weak, though. How are we all?
Yeah, great. had a good bit of fun on Saturday. Tried my bunch of mates have been organising Zoom trivia nights.
Fun.
Just with other friends.
How does that work? Who's the trivia master? Or do you all take turns?
So the they had to cut this. There's a rule that's developed over weeks. The person who comes second last
has to be the trivia master the next week.
The following week.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, because what happened was the winner used to host it next week, so people used to tank in the last round so that they wouldn't have to host. And then it was last, and you can sabotage other people, so people would target people. Like, you can take points off people. So, like, second to last, which is too hard to architect.
Too hard to calculate.
Yeah.
That's a bit of fun. I had a great Saturday as well, boys. I think I found my wedding dress.
Congratulations.
Oh, my goodness.
But now it becomes the details, and my mum is already insisting on a few things. She wants me to wear a tiara.
Oh, no.
So now we're dealing with that process. We think we found the dress, and now we...
Are you wearing a big veil?
I don't really want to wear a veil, but she wants the veil. And she was like, what about a little tiara? I was like you wore when you did your communion when I was 8 and in grade 3.
She's
like, I think we still have it. I could send it to you. You can try. I was like, okay.
It's funny, the traditional dresses that parents want, isn't it?
I know, the little traditional things.
Now, can I ask, because you didn't shop with your mum, did you? Because
she's in Melbourne and she couldn't travel.
She couldn't hand her credit card over?
No, but she was on FaceTime.
Oh.
But she also had a dinner party in a few hours. So this was at about 3 p.m. on Saturday, and she knew her guests were arriving in a few hours. So she was a little distracted. So
in a few hours?
Yeah.
That's where Jess gets
it. I know. There was a few distractions, so we couldn't get the level of emotion we needed for the for the checkbook to come out. Duck over, that's all right. If she wants to pay for the tiara, I'll take it.
Well, you don't have to tell us the amount, but the price tag, was it like, are we talking the upper end of what you were discussing last week or the lower
end? Are we talking, north of 5, north of 8?
Are you allowed to ask a lady that?
I was trying to be subtle, but
I told you what Morgan paid last week for her wedding dress.
Not on the radio, though.
Yeah, I did.
Did you say it?
Yeah, I think I said it.
I don't think you did.
Pretty sure
careful. I don't think you did. And if you're about to say it thinking you're repeating it, I don't think you're repeating it. I don't know if you meant to. It's in the meaty part
section
of the curve.
Right, okay.
I'm not mad about it. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not mad about it?
Not mad about it.
Oh, well, that's not as
bad. You're not mad about the prices and it's reasonable.
Yes, because I thought I was looking at very pointy end of the curve. Is that...
I know.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
The meaty part of the bell curve.
Yes. Yeah. Bell curve. That's important. Not a straight line.
Good stuff.
Yep.